Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're holding Dafayim Aleph. We ended yesterday the bottom, the Mishnah Dafayim of the base of the troop of soldiers that came. They billeted into a town that they were Nichnas Bishas Shalom. Tavius, Suchas, Asuras, a type of Shalom. The open barrels are usher because we are Choshish that they're going to go Edver, they're going to be Meshach Sheikh. On the other hand, the Stubas are Mutter because they're Stubas and they're not going to put their hands in there. Meshach Mochama, both of them are Mutter, even the open ones, Meshach Penai Lanasich. Then that the Gemara says, what do you mean, Armini? We learned, we have a Mishnah Exubis, Irshikam Shua Karchum, a city where there was this troop of soldiers, called Kaihanis Shabisaicha. All the Kaihanis that are there are Psulis, were Chaysh that they became the Velas, and therefore they're Osir. They can't marry a Kayan, they can't marry a Kayan, the Noshim that are there. Another Ramari, we see what do they have time? Do they not have time? Ramari Lenasech Ein Penai Lebi Yesh Penai Einachanavi. Lenasech is one thing. No, they don't have time. But the time is different. For the time that they can always make time. For the time for the Nasech, they're ready. They don't have time. What?
You know the
letter.
It takes longer.
Yeah, all right, but they're over that. The Tzara is overpowering. Yeah. But Umnitsha Yisrael, Shishalach Lahem, Ived Kai Chavim, Chavim Shel Yai. Now, what do we have? Umnitsha Yisrael, Shishalach Lahem, Ived Kai Chavim, Chavim Shel Yai Nesach, Bischarad Mutter. Leibar, Ted Lada West Omeha, Bishadiklas Lirishusa Nasser. Now, let's take a look at the Rashi over here, what he's saying. Mutter Leibar, President Fritz could say, Mutter Leibar Lo, Ted Lada West Omeha. We can say, he can say, give me the value. He can say, Mutter, Leibar, he went and then hit the again. The Halaikanula, Mahu, Eno Chayim, Lohan, Elamos. The Tanya Liel, Yisrael, Shenaisha, Beyavit, Kachavim, Manan. Macha, Leibar, is Kachavim, Behavi, Lo, Yayin, Esa, Behavi, Lo, Mutter. We have over here again. In the way the Bach, first comes and says, yeah. Yeah. Umlin Yisrael. Yeah, it takes out the word shim. Umnin Yisrael, Shishalach Lahem, we have workers, and Nadi Kachavim said to them, Umnin Shishal Shishalach Lahem, the guy said to them, Achavim Shayayin Esach, to pay for wages for them. Mutter Leibar, it's Mutter for the Yisrael to say, after he got the Yayin Esach, Ted Lano Estela, don't give me this, I don't want this. What am I going to do with this? Ted Lano Estela, give me in lieu of that, give me the money instead. Give me the value instead. Bishad Nichlaso L'Reshusa Nasser. However, once it was Nichlas L'Reshusa, and that, what was it mean, Nichlas L'Reshusa? Nichlas Estab came into his Reshus, he didn't want it. But he means that he accepted it as Kar, he made a deal, that's fine. And then afterwards he comes and he says, Lord, I know that I accepted it yesterday, but I don't want to buy the side, and what am I going to do with it? I'm going to give you this back, even though I accepted it already, and give me something else in return for it. The fact that he actually comes physically into his Rishus in itself, it's not a reason there. That's not a reason for it, but he got usher. But the fact that he accepted it for that is a reason for that to be true. And therefore, because what's the reason? Because once he acquired it already, if he went through the motions of of accepting it. Now he's giving it to something else. So what Jonathan is bothered by, he's bothered by, it's true that of all this, we can hear this. But let's say if a person comes to acquire Isuri Hana, he's not kainet. What difference does it make whether he accepted it or whether he didn't accept it in a technical sense? If you come and you say, all right, you know, I want the Yayin Esach. You want to pay me for that? That's fine. Give me the Yayin Esach. I'll accept the Yayin Esach. Then tomorrow I come and I give it. I said, you know, I decided I am not really allowed to be netted from the Yayin Esach. I'm going to give you my Yayin Esach that I accepted from you. You give me, I'm going to give it to you. Give me instead. Who did the Yayin Esach belong to? He paid him the Yayin Esach. He paid him the Kilei HaKarem. He paid him the Orla. If he acquired that, who is the one who holds it? You can't even acquire it. You can't even acquire it. The Rashba, there's a Rashba that is this Kasha. Not no Chidushi or Rashba. There's a Kuntris that the Rashba has brought in the end of the Rivosh. If you hold that the Suri Hadah, he's not able to be kind to it. What difference does it make? So what's going on over here?
He never got it.
He never got it. And even if he got it, he didn't get it. If he gave it to him, and he accepted it even. But so what? Let's say he took it away from him or something. It's not, it doesn't mean anything. Because of that, they don't learn this way. There's another way to learn it over here. We could say, maybe at a Hanabi, maybe he accepted it. Ah, you want to know technically, this is the advice in the Bible about it. Let's say maybe he's not the Bible about it. But let me say he went through the motions that he accepted. That's why I said it like this, because he went through the motions, he accepted it, and now he's giving it away. Or, maybe the pshat is, he can't be netted from it like this, because of a problem of rights of a kiyuma. Some rishonim love because it behooves him to keep, if he's going to make this deal, and he wants to get the money instead, what's going to happen? If Kol Zman that he has it, and he gives it back, then what's going to happen? He'll be able to get the money. But let's say he doesn't have it, something happens to it. Let's say he gets lost. Say he's a hesek or something. Then in that case, he's not going to be able, the person's not going to go and do the deal, he's not going to strike the deal with him. So it behooves him to keep it protected in order for him to be netted from it, that he should be able to get the money back. That's a case of rights of a kiyuma. It's going to be the Gehenna Gemara's before, and Tzavach Gimel, and Tzavach Dalet. By rights of a kiyuma, whether or not you're convinced that, whether or not such a thing is mutter or not. Remember we had the case of rights of a kiyuma where he hired himself out to be ma'aved the Avodah Zarah, to get rid of the Ayin Esach. It behooves him that it should be around, and he should give me a point to go and get rid of it. Over here, it's in his best interest to keep the Yayin Esach intact, and he should protect it, because he's going to make money out of it. How's he going to make money? He's going to give it away, and he's going to get other money in return. It's not stopped because he owes it, because he owns it, and now he's being mocked it. The two ways to learn him here. It's going to be the Gaya in a technical sense. He doesn't acquire it. But of course, that's already going to be totally in the universal shadow. Whether or not a person owns the Isuri Hadah, remember the Ran and the Rashba argue, maybe it's you went to Rashba, maybe Lushitasa, you can hear that the Rashba should ask such a question. Remember what? It's a little bit circumvent. We have the Machlekes and the Dharam. In the Ran, the Rashba, the person can Yarshin Isuri Hadah. The father had Isuri Hadah. Yeah. The father had Isuri Hadah, the father dies, and now the shadow is whether the Isuri Hadah goes over to the son. We have that. We have a shadow of Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara holds he can person can yarshin it. We have a problem, according to the Rashba. We have the Rad the Rashba who argue with this in the Darim Mem Zayin. We have Rabachlais, the Rad the Rashba, the Darim Mem Zayin, whether or not you can yarshin the Isuri Hadah. We have to have the Kasha. We spoke about the Kasha from the Gemara in Kiddushin. When you Zion, according to the Rashba, that the Rashba holds as though did Yerusha by it, how do you account for the fact that there's the Gemara's case that of a Ger and a Goy, right. Two children of a Goy, who one was Megayer, they went from the Yarsha and the Suriyana. You see this a little bit, Suriyana, the of the Yarsha and the Avedizaris. But this should be Toloi, and how long this innocuous, it seems to be an innocuous Gemara that we have over here. Straightforward, that it's not so push, not push it at all. The way the Rajma would learn over there, it's not talking about that because he's not able to acquire it anyway. Amra Yehuda Amarab Mutal Liyadam Laima Liyadik Achavim. Say the Hapeso Lai Badas Abel. Person had a commodity. He had, the Derek was, that he had to give a percentage to the king. Maybe he had, let's say he had crops. He had to give a chelik, the chelik to the king. Right. He had crops, let's say a behemoth that were born in the herd, like Rashi over here says. And Arnuna was attacked, Shoha Yunaisin mitzvah Oseihem, and we'd be behemoth Oseihem. They would take from their crops, they would take from their behemoths that were born. It's a Yisrael Zeh, Shechayim, Lassais, Lamelech, Yayin, and Yisrael, let's say, had to give to the king some wine. Mutter Laiba Liyani Kachavim, he's able to tell the guy. It depends how he tells him. Tells it to him. Hapesolai. You know? You give it for me. Stand, that's how he says it. Afal Gavdika Yayim Hayani Kachavim Yayin Esach. Let's say the guy gives the Yayin Esach to the king. The High Israel, who parried the mela? And what's going to happen? So the Israel is going to compensate him. He's going to reimburse him. The Israel is going to reimburse the guy that he told to give it to the king. Given the Havamatsi Lisluki with Shlicha the Malka Bezuzi. Now, what did he have to give him? He had wine, let's say, that he produced. He had wheat that he produced. He had behemoths that he produced. Now, the king, what's a chelik of that? But it's not Machbid Dafke to get the wheat. Let's get Dafke the wine. Dafke to get the behemoths. You give him the money that it's worth, he'd be happy with that too. So fine. So he says, Vahai Yisrael, who parried the mail, came and have a mazi, the shluki, the shlich of the malka. Mezuzah, he could have given the shlich of the melech, who's collecting it, the tax collector, is taking the tax. You give him the money, he'll be happy with that. Okay. So let's say he decides, the Shliach, not to give him the money. He decides to give him Mamish the Yayin Esach. Lashon in Israel, that's not called Shliach Israel. The only thing that the Israel wants from him is, you take care, you be Mephias the Melech. You be Mephias the Melech. How? We give money, it's fine. You want to give him wine, give him wine, it's up to you. As far as I'm concerned, you can give him the money. So let's say, he gives him the Yayin Esach. That's fine. That's not cool that I'm making money out of Yayin Esach. As far as I'm concerned, he didn't have to give him Yayin Esach. He decides, why did he give him Yayin Esach? Maybe it's convenient for him. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's not like I'm doing a deal with Yayin Esach. On the other hand, let's say he says something else. Let's say he says something else. He says, Ayayim al-Yadik al-Khavim, oh, Tafti, Mesme, Faiting Gemara. So if he says Tema Pace Alai Banasamelech, he can do that. Maysway Fating about Ayamar Adam Lihanikachabib Al Tahti Lyitzer. You stand in my stead on Lyitzer. What's that? And here comes Rashi. He Kane's been Kaimi. You stand in my place, Lahapis, to placate the Mel, the Shaitar. You stand in my place. Then it's a little different. So the Gemara says, if he says that, that's a different thing. Oh, you stand in my stead to go and pay me that when you do that, it'll be considered that I did it. Lo dubya, lo ella laha. That's not David to that case. Depends over there. He says that when you do whatever you decide to do, when you do it, you're going to give Yayin Esach. Let it be considered that I gave the Yayin Esach. That already you can't do. But if he says, you rescue me, do I'm taking me no answer. Rescue me from the answer. Do whatever you have to do. Whatever you want to do, do. You want yai desef? Yai desef. You want to do money? Money. You want to give something else? Give something else. That's thanks enough to me to how, whether it's called that you're being marviach from yai desef or you're being mishtabish with yai desef. So the mezzo that the lashon that he uses to, the lashon that he uses to tell the shliach to go to be mafayis the melech. And what is he telling him to be mafayis the melech or the shoiter of the melech? He's telling him bedavke to use yai nesach, or it sounds like he's doing it bedavke to use the yai nesach, or he's telling him go ahead and do something. And once he tells him to do something, then, he can do whatever he wants. There's no problem with that.
Very forced. You know,
what?
No, he's not thinking about these things. He just says
yeah, but it depends how he says it. Yeah, but it depends how he says it, how direct it is, yes.
Correct, but
person sells his wine to a guy. He's selling his wine to a guy. Now, of course, if he's going to sell his wine to the guy is going to touch the wine. He's going to make the wine, but make it awesome. It makes enough kibbutz whether the sale is consummated before it became usher or after it became usher. Pasak, if they stipulated a price, which is an absolute prerequisite in order for the kinyan to be chal. Actually, before the guy went and measured it out to take the amount of wine, as soon as he does that, as long as he's pasak and he knows that what the rate is, what kind of wine is this? You know, all right, you go in to buy, you're going to get $10 for a gallon. How much do you want? I want a few quarts. How much do you want? I want a few quarts of the wine. How much does it cost, though? It costs $10 per gallon. And he's going to measure out 3 quarts that he needs. If he stipulates the price, let's say $10 per gallon, example, before he measures out the 3 quarts that he needs, that the money that he gives is going to be mutter. Why? Because when he pays the money, he measures it out. There is no shush yet. When he's kind it, he's giving the money for the commodity, for the wine that he acquired, before the wine ever became usher. Madad, let's say he first measured it out, and then afterwards, maybe afterwards it became usher. And then afterwards, and then they were placing afterwards. Dama vasurim. By that time already, the wine had become usher. The wine will not be, when he just measures it out, the wine itself at that point does not become usher. He's going to be kainit with his kalim, the Agbah. But he's not at that point yet, it does not become usher. If the deal is consummated before the wine became usher, so what's he giving him money for? For the acquisition of the wine, which is wutter, it's not usher yet. On the other hand, let's say the wine was usher because as of yet, there was no price that was stipulated. So the price is stipulated, that immediately makes it it's going to be usher at that time. It's usher at that time. And that's when the kinyan's going to be chal. Now. Yeah, wait. So the bar now says, let's take a look at the Rashi over here again. Let's see the way Rashi says. Before they measured it out. He's The guy was mud on it. I'm going to say what this is. Yeah, we're going to see what this is. Right. He's merely being minded. It's not a problem. Listen. Pasakim el mos ad shalei madad dama butar. Why? Before I speak Gemara, time. Why? Ika the muki la bishu mishicha b'yavik d'chavim kana. Their reason is because when the guy is going to be minded, the mishicha that he makes, or the hagba, same thing. Mishicha or hagba, that he takes. Here is going to make him be kinder. Shichah be'avit kachavim is kinder. Heel kach, kishem maidein, haidu b'shichah, Brunis, as soon as he makes the havba, he's kinder. It does not become us, he merely picks it up. He has to put his hand in it and be b'shachshech. But at the actual acquisition of the wine, where he takes wine from the barrel and he goes and he does that, that itself is not going to be the problem. It's kind of immediately. Why? The Havalei Yisrael Suze, Gabe, the Evit Kachavim, the Halva, because Yayin Esach Lo Havi, and the Nagabe. If he is kaidet, remember, the Pasak already took place. As soon as it's Pasak, and he was invited, he picked it up, he's kaidet, and he's going to pay the money. Now what? A half hour later, maybe he's going to go and he's going to touch it. No problem with that.
Because it's his own.
Right? It's his own. Right. It's his own, then. Because once the kinyan is finalized, it's consummated, so then it's called him. Now what? When is he going to go? When is he going to touch it? He's going to touch it after it's his own. Now, Shaykh, if it was us from before, then it's a different way.
Sealed barrels?
Pardon me?
Not the sealed barrels?
Not sealed.
Of course, over the measurement, that's not a problem.
It's not talking about it. Okay, let's say he goes and he, we're talking over here, he's
in
motion. Because
you have the chamber, it's closed.
That's what we'll say. We're going to explain how he did this exactly. I hear what you said. No. We're going to explain it. Yeah. Rabbi said. We're going to explain how he did the Medina exactly. He wasn't saying, it's going to be immediately Yayin Esach, the Israel. What exactly is the case over here, how he did it, and how he did the acquisition over here. We're not talking over here that he went that Shmiyasar al Tkoichai. We'll explain them how this is working. We'll explain how it's working. The Gemara deals with this. But the Gemara is saying that he did somehow a Meshicha. Meshicha had bonds, all the same thing. And the deal that we have here, no. What we have over here is the deal that we're going to have in this Gemara is, the theme of this Gemara is the guy kainet with Meshicha. Does the guy have Kenya Meshicha, or does the guy not have Kenya Meshicha? We know the pashtus is, from the Gemara said Hazav, that's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Shlokish. Rabbi Yechonon holds for Israel to acquire metaltalin, it works with money, Dvar Torah Mois Kaitis. Dvar Torah is that you make a Kenyan with Israel or metaltalin, you're kaitis with money. Why? Rashi Shita all over is
yes.
Because Menasa Nakesa become love from Pinyin from the din of Hegdish. You learn it out from the din of Pinyin Hegdish. Some others learn that you learn it out from Stab Kinyin and the Kahan Stab Kinyin and the Torah is always Kesef. And when it says Okano Miyad Abisecha, Miyad Abisecha, the Stab Kinyin is Kesef. Or it's not the Kinyin is that we learn out. It'll be from Hegdish, according to Rashi. Ha, liyame kachavim. It's not kesef. So what is it? Something else. Meshicha. Meshicha, we say Meshicha. Meshicha is lav dafka Meshicha. Meshicha, 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 Agba is the same thing. In which case, that's from Yechon. On the other hand, Mishloka says, that the Kinyan that we have for Yisrael is not with kesef. He doesn't hold to our Torah by his greatness. He means it's with Meshicha. The pashtus is, and what'll happen if a guy makes the kinyan? With kesef.
Okay.
He won't be the opposite of what we say according to Rabbi Yechon. So the pashtus is that this whole deal, this whole Gemara, by the way, will never even bring Rabbi Yechon to Shlokish. Oh, that doesn't even mention Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, the sugya in Avodah Zarah. The whole sugya, the Gemara Bavitzia, is totally ignored that we hear the sugya in Avodah Zarah. Taisvis comes over here, and he taka learns the way we said, it's all Talid Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. You take a look at the Taisvis, Dibi Abaske, Lamar Amemar, Mishicha Biyavit Kachavim Kaina. Like we find in Zvig Zarayim, we'll see in the Gemara, I'm a Revieza Ikaratan, El Rishum the Abema, Savak Rab Yechim. The Omar Bais Kainis, the Darish Habi Secha Bekesef, the Adikachava Ben Mashicha. Mamish, the Hopach, the Din that we have here is Talim the Rab Yechim, and Rish Lakish. Gamma Ben Kairis, same thing. Therefore, that's all that comes around Ban, the Ritar, and other Rishayim. And they said, and they say, no, this Gemara is not that Shaila of Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Everybody can hold of Rabbi Yechanan that Vartar Bais Kainis. The question is, how do you darshan the Pasuk of Abisecha, Davke Bekesem, as everybody else? It's not, how did it say in Babitzia? Ha, not Abisecha by a guy, it'll be with Meshicha. Maybe it's not like that. Maybe what we darshan is, Akana Bi Adam Isecha is Kesef, and everybody is Kesef. You are a drasha of Abisecha. Maybe all Abisecha comes to tell you in the context of that pasuk that the only time there's an Isra of Aina, it's only by Yisrael, not by a guy. Not that we darshan it Michlal, Lugabi Kinyonim. Or maybe it could be the exact opposite. In Rish Lakish. Let's say everybody here held up Rish Lakish, that the way to be kind of a Kenya for Yisrael is with Meshicha. Okay, now what happens by a guy? Maybe it's also Meshicha. Ah, you have a drasha, Abisecha. Maybe it comes also for some other different Abisecha. We have other drashas that we have. And that tells you that the Yisrael of Aina only applies by Yisrael, doesn't apply by a guy. So what is the Kenya by a guy? It's also Meshicha. Maybe there's no difference between Israel and a guy. Oh, or both, maybe they're both Meshicha. Or maybe they're both Kesef. Maybe they're both Yids, but there's no. So if our sugya is coming over here and doing, so Gemara's not just asking, deliberating over here. I hold the Rabbi Yechon, I hold the Rish Lakish. They could be arguing. They can all, the whole sugya could be holding like Rabbi Yechon. The whole sugya could be holding like Rish Lakish. And the deal it is, what is the din of a guy? Is he different than a Yisrael? Whatever the din of a Yisrael is. So it's a fundamental difference over here in what the sugya is talking about. How does it jive with the whole sugya in Mamitzia? So that now, so let's just take a look over here what's going on. But the point of the whole thing is, of course, if the Kenyan was Chal before that became Aser Bada, there's nothing wrong with it. If the Kenyan was called after he was Megaya it, and there, so then of course it's being making the Kenyan on Isuriyada, and therefore it would not be able to work. But now that to be following, what is that the criterion for that? The Gemara assumes, like Shmuel David was saying, of course you have to say what the case is exactly, how the Medida took place. But if the Medida took place, the Negiya took place later. The Medida is functioning as a Meshicha. Well, the Meshicha works. Fine, that's very good. If the Meshicha works, that means he's kinda with Meshicha. If he's kinda with Meshicha, when will it become Aser? Later. So there's no problem with that. You can do that. On the other hand, let's say Meshicha is not kinda. He's gonna have to be kinda later. And there makes enough Gemina. If the pasuk goes or not, Amar Abeimer now, Meshicha b'yevikachavim kaida, Meshicha by a guy is kaida. Now, is he saying like Rabbi Yechonin? Maybe yeah. Maybe he's not saying like Rabbi Yechonin at all. Only, that's the shayla.
Only Meshicha.
Yes. Only Meshicha, not Kesef. Let's assume according to Rabbi Yechonin, it doesn't up with Kesef. Teida Araya, and he brings Araya, not the Teida. What do you hire? You should say like they says. What do you mean Teida? Going like Rabbi Yechonin, you have a pasuk. What's the Teida? It's not the mucker for it. It illustrates the fact that people adopted this practice. Not teda in the normal sense of teda. Teda Nahari Parsoi, we have the Persians that have a practice. Mishadri Pardashni, Mahadadi. They said, there are a couple of ways we can say it over here, that makes enough gemina lahalacha over here, how we explain what this means. Take kibashas one way. They give presents to each other.
Who cares what the presents are?
Pardon me?
Who cares what the Persians
are? Oh, so that's what he does.
Yep, we care about the Persians too, because they there became a practice throughout the Dairis based on the Pesukim. Based on the Pesukim, what the did is. Tana, that's a, the Tyson's place, yeah, yeah. Tana, Mishadri, Pardashni, let's assume that it means presents. Another way of saying it is, there's not stop unsolicited free presents. These are favors. They do it because they expect something in return, a service that they're going to provide for them. Pardon me?
They expect reciprocation.
Yeah, they're doing it to reciprocate. Nobody does anything for nothing. But okay, the other way is, it's stop gifts. Stop unsolicited gifts. We'll see what the nafkamina is. Below Hadri Behu. They do that, and once they do that, they don't renege on it. Why do they not renege on it? Because they steal this when they send it, and they make a meshicha on it. It consummates the deal, and they abide by it. No, meshicha does not help. It's not kainan. They give the presents, and they're not chayzer. They're makbe not to be chayzer. The only reason why they do it is only out of their own pride. Not because technically they would not be able to retract what they did. They wouldn't be able to renege on it. They would be willing to renege on it, but they're geifer. It's their geifer that does not allow them to do it. Pardon me? They'd be embarrassed to do it. They'd be embarrassed to do it. Now, so we have this shell, as in Kai Kaido, and not with Mashiach. And then that's where we're bringing in what we're saying. The Amalu Rab said to the people that sell wine, when you measure out the wine for Goyim, how should you do it? Shatlu Zuzi Minayu. The first thing you do is take money. And then you'll measure it out. Below. Now, let's say he doesn't have money. Let's say he doesn't want to do that. Doesn't have the money. You know what you should do? Below. The Kitu Badayu Zuzi. Let's say he doesn't have money. Ozifudu, go and give them the money and lend them the money. Let them the money and give them the money and they'll give you the money right back. Give it to them. Mahada Shakilam, and then you'll take the money from them to make the kinyan. And what will remain afterwards, they will require it and they'll owe you the money for that you lent them. Why? Make sure that there's a halva, and you'll be kited with the kesef. The law of these guys, if you don't do it like that, what's going to happen? Where it's going to be, ayinesach, here what's going to happen. If he's what's going to happen when it became ayinesach, whose wine was it that he made ayinesach? There's Yusaychu Kohavi. Because Meshicha was not kaina. And Meshicha was not kaina, it still remains your wine. If it still remains your wine, you wouldn't be able to take the money. The Chishaklisu, the Meyai Nesacha Shaklisu. The Sokotaitach Meshicha Meyavikachavim kaina. If you're going to say that Meshicha is kaina the way we want to say, why are you worried about that? What do you mean? But a mashka, every kachavim, when he's magbiyim, or he makes the mashikon and he's kanya. Yayin nesach lo havi. Adinogabe, and it does not become yayin nesach until afterwards. Therefore, that's the shakulataria that we have. First of all, before we go on over here, we should add a very important idea over here in Machlokes HaRishayim. It's Negeya here, and it's also Negeya the whole Sugya of Mitzvah. And that is, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Dvar Torah by his kindness, let's say somebody wants to give somebody a present. It's not good if it's a sale. If I'm making a sale, if I'm selling you a watch. So according to Rabbi Yechon, what will be the Dinta Raisa? How you kind of the watch, not with Mashiach. You're going to be kind of watching with Kesef. Let's say I want to give you a present. How would that work? You know, there's no transfer of Kesef. It's not a sale. Well, here we have Tosfos says that if in a case where it's not a sale, Avada Rav Yechanan agrees that Meshicha works also. So if we have a problem, you want to give somebody a present, what's this thing with the Pardishni? They give presents.
What's the riot?
So what's the riot? That's a riot for the fact that they gave presents? So that's why I said it makes a very big nafkamina what these things are. That's not it. It's a machlekes in the Shminiyot Bavir. We're talking about these pardishni. What exactly is it? Are they unsolicited gifts? Tosfos has a problem. If it's an unsolicited gift, so what do you bring a riot? It has to work because it's a din of Mashiach. Even if you all can't get kesed, this certainly will work. Or, let's say you want to pick up a mitzvah, you found the mitzvah of Hefker. Going to Rabbi Yechonin. So how you kind of that?
What's
Agbah? Huh? The Mashiach, Agbah, same thing. And the Ritva comes, and the Ritva argues on this. This is not Pashat. The Ritva says, because of this, that's not what the Pardishni are. The Pardishni, you wouldn't be able to be kind of that. There wouldn't be a Raya from that. The Ritva says that it's not going to work like that. The case of the Pardishni, the only way it's going to be able to work, that's going to depend whether or not we're talking that there's something reciprocal that's taking place over here. Tosfos in a couple of places. If you take a look at Tosfos. Rashi brings that there are two ways. Rashi, if you look at the Pardishni, a diron. See Rashi? Pardishni is a diron. Lo hadri behu. Then afterwards, he says, Hashochet alma b'mashicha kainenu, lishnach rena. So you might say, you know, lishnach rena, all right, to what difference to make in the technicalities of it? It makes it very nice kavina ladin. Lishnach rena, b'chubis ha-gainim. But mishi yeshlo kur chitim limkar. Paisik damim l'laikeach. The heilach leveso. The Meshagar like Kab Chitim Lirais Kamehay the office. The Akiva Lakeach Isakav. I mean, like you're saying, like a sample or something. Osakav Etzomiskayav Amekach. He made us office, but him Maxira. Yeah, right. So it's something else that's taking place. Tosfos comes over here. Pardishni. And then he brings the Lishnachmin and the Chum Sagayim. See the Tosfos even a Maschil Pardishni. Say, Kedalish Makam, Akani Mimatanahu, Vahu Ba Laimar, the Mashiach Kaida Mimeka Chomebker. The Aymer Re. The Afilu Lamad Yavar Eino Kaida Kiravashi. Even if you hold that Mashiach is not Kaida. By a guy. The Sabihani Mili, the Ika Kaspa. That's only where there's a sale, where there's going to be a kesa. Everybody holds, you don't have to have kesa. Rabbi Yechon and Rishonkosh are only arguing about a sale. There's a Tosfos later on here, I mentioned also, Tosfos with Daphai and Vase. Tosfos has the kasha by Exalem. By Exalem, we say the Gemara holds coming up later. They did by Xela, the Gemara holds that if Yom Mashiach is kind of, we understand the concept of Xela. But if Mashiach itself, by itself, without Kesef, does not do a Maisa Kinyan, how can a Gazla become a Gazla? That's Gemara's question. Taisa says, what do you mean? A Gazla should be any worse than a Matada. Based on 9 days, I'm an Al, you see the Taisa's? The Lashak Shishamachol Echad Isa Bershusin Wehinder. The Taman. Hare Yisrael Nami Lekada Hagzelu. The Afilu Lachi Isa Bataris Shishab and Nixin. The Nira Dachabisha. The Yachar Shein Chiyam Ba Rakbishim. He says he got a little bit of the Taiba. The Maida Parshina Liel. According to the way I explained before. The middle of place they cover the Meshicha Kaina Biyadik Kaikavim. Lechuli Alma Hecha Deleka Susi. So Mimitsiya Matada. So my Sarai, what do you mean right from Gesel to Mecca Chomemka? Gesel is Gesel. Gesel is no different than a Matada. Yeshleimar. They said Yeshleimar, then it's not like that. Gesel is like Mechira. That's what they says. Whatever. The Kashi of places, you certainly hear better maybe. The Yishlaim and Sphere Lady, Eina Kaina Vyevika Chavim B'Mekka, Afgesel Nabi Lo Sikha. It shouldn't be able, if it doesn't work by a Mekka, it shouldn't be Gesel. I have to say what Taisvis means over here in Florida. But the Kasha of Taisvis, that's the Kasha of Taisvis. There's a problem. It works. if Mashiach works, always when there's not a sale. So Mashiach will work by Gesel also. So it's a Gemara bother. The Gemara holds that if you hold that Meshicha, according to Rabbi Yechon, it works. And it's only Meshicha. It can't be kind of with Meshicha. How does a Gazel become a Gazel? Because it has to be. Shayel, same thing. Same time. It should be the same thing. Yeah?
Have you
But I'll come part of here. So, but that's the deal that we have. And that's a Machlokes HaRishayim. That this is not Muskim, what Tosfos says.
Are you
talking
that have to do with the character? No,
that part is not. That's another Machlokes Rishonim. Whether or not the sugi has Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, or maybe everybody in the whole sugi goes like Rabbi Yechon, and maybe the whole sugi could go like Rish Lakish also. But whatever, but it's not, but it's a moot point. It's a moot point because in a case, let's say, where the whole thing itself, even if it's going, even like Tosfos, remember, in a case of a Tzvi, it's a Metziah, a Matana. If they're not talking about a sale, then it's not relevant either. Yeah. Now, but let's say what's the case. This is what Shmuel David was bothered by. Let's say what the nuts and bolts of the case are. The Kyle here, now the Gemara says the following. Yeah, we'll say you say this and this too. Edeka Kyle, Barabi Labana, the Israel, as the Gemara says. Yayin Esach. Now, either Kakayo or Rabbi Lamad of Israel, if the case was, they measured it out into the Keli of the Israel, that you would be 100% right. The mother, where we're talking about, let's say it was measured into the Keli of the Israel. Like Sricha, the Kokayo, the Rabbi, Labada, the Anikos often. We're talking over here, it was measured out into the Keli of the guy. Rashi here says, Labada, the Anikos often. The Yayin Shebekli, Israi, the Havi Yayin Nesach Mikabe Meshicha. There is already, it seems that there is wine in the Kli, before you measured it. Whose Kaylee did it fall into? Did it wasn't measured into? If it's the Israel's, fine, very good. Now he's gonna be kited. How's he gonna be kited? Will he kite it with Meshicha? Okay, fine. When will he touch it? Later. Whose Kaylee was it measured in? We assume that whatever Kaylee is measured in, it's gonna have some residue in the bottom of the Kli.
Okay.
Not a brand new Kaylee. Now, whose Kaylee was it measured? The guy is going to make the Meshicha afterwards. Fine. After it's measured. Now, if the guy is going to make the Meshicha after it was measured in his Kaylee, the wine of the Israel immediately becomes mixed in with the Yayinesach of the guy. Now, what's he doing Meshicha?
Even before the Mashiach.
Yeah. Even before the Mashiach. Now, the Kalkayo Verabi Lamada the Yavik Kachovin. It's measured not in the Kaili of the Israel. Either Kahab Rabbi Lamadi the Israel Hafinabi. That's what would be. Like Sriha the Kakayo Varabi Lamada Diabi Kahavim. Saifsat Kimata Liabira. So the Gemara now says what? Like the Kakayo Varabi Lamada Diabi Kahavim. Saifsat Kimata Liabira. The mana. Even before, what are we saying? It's going to get mixed in with the wine of the guy, become the Ainesach. No, he'll be able to be kind of dead too. Why? As soon as it goes into the airspace of the Kaili, before it becomes mixed in with the wine, he'll be able to be kind of there also. With what? Well, no, Rashi doesn't say it like that. Let's see. Saif Saiki Mata the Avira Damada Kanya Kanya. Why? Rashi here says why. Mihimati the Avira Damada the Evika Chavim Kanya Evika Chavim
the
Hagba. Yes. Now the Shaila is, so everybody's bothered by it. What do you mean? It comes into the airspace of the guy's Kaili. And he's going to be kind of, he didn't say chotzer, he's going to be kind of with Agbar. Comes a ritva, says, what kind of Agbar is that? It didn't do anything, it's just coming into the airspace. It comes a ritva, the ritva says, the reason is, the cloud that we have is, we have, Avir Shesaifa Lanuach, is considered to be Nach, even before it was Nach.
Where's Agbar though?
Wait. And therefore, we don it as if it's in the bottom of the Kaili. And if it's in the bottom of the Kaili, he's picking it up. But it adds another thing. Because let's say it was not now. Why should it be considered that? Let's say he would remove, let's say he's pouring it, and he would remove the Kaili from being under it. Before it hits the bottom, what would happen? Obviously, the whole thing would spill. So what is allowing it to be picked up, to be contained? The fact that he's manipulating the Kaili to make sure that the water or the wine is going to wind up in the Kaili. Without him manipulating the Kaili, the wine is not going to be picked up by the Kaili. That's called picking up the wine. Even though never is in contact, there was no contact, physical contact. But if it's machmas, the manipulating of the Kaili, that the wine is now going to ultimately wind up in the, and become in the Kaili, that's tantamount to picking up the wine. That's called the hagbah of the wine. Because it's the maisa of the hagbah of the Kaili that determines the status of the wine. That's called the maisa hagbah of the wine.
Before it becomes the Ayin-Essach.
And that happens before it became the Ayin-Essach, correct? Kibata the Avir and the Mana, Kanya Ayin-Essach, Lohavi, and the Mati, Larissa, and the Mana. Great thing, Gemara, Shvabi, da. But what will you have to say, though, in order to say this? Shabbos, Vina, we have a suffix all over. But in order for it to work over here, you're telling me that it does not become Yayinesef. What do you mean? As soon as the wine comes in contact with the residue on the bottom, what becomes Yayinesef?
The whole flow.
Which means even the wine in the kli before it even gets into the kli. Even before it gets into the clay, he's pouring it from where? From the barrel. All the wine becomes the Ayin Essach before the Hagbomber takes place. Ashma bina nitzuch chibur. That's not pashut. Something about Rabbi Chaya. Even nakid lay something about Rabbi Chanami. He did nakid lay ayve kaychavim lekli biyadei hachinami. You're right. If the kli, now we're saying what? If the guy was holding on to the kli. Yeah. The mother here is saying, the mother, the Gemara Nachalot. In the mother, If the guy was holding the flask
that
you're pouring it into, that would be true. If the guy was holding it, he'd be holding the flask and the Israel is pouring it into it. That would be true. The manacha, but we're talking the manacha ara. If it was manacha ara, so then what happens? So there was no kinyan, there was just laying on the ground.
What?
There's no
nitzah. Why do they think you're nitzah?
Yeah, there's no
nitzah. What?
There's no
nitzah. No. So there's no hafa. No, it's really the manacha ara. The tikli leg, Caleb. Yeah. So therefore what? But even if it is, and it's not going to be a hagbah, it's true. It's not going to be a hagbah. Mm-hmm. But so what? Let it be kind of with his kalim. The chayek kalim is his chutzer. Shabbos vina, so why shouldn't the chayek be able to work on his kinyan chutzer? The kalim is going to be a kinyan chutzer, and even if it's not a hagbah, but comes into the kalim itself is going to serve as a kinyan chutzer. And you'll be able to be kainit before it becomes nisuch. Kalim shalakayat b'shus meichar, but that's going to be totally in that. The kalim of the lakayach, which is the guy's kalim, b'shus meichar, the flask of the guy, is going to be kalim, and the b'shus of the meichar is going to be selling it from the Israel. Like Kana, he's not going to be kainit, Shabbos Midah, Caleb Shalakel, Bishus Mecher, it's not kinda. If you're gonna say that it's not gonna be able to work, right. It's a white raya, that the chutzar is not gonna be able to work. Therefore, at what point will it become Yainesif? So it's gonna become Yainesif before you have a chance to be kinda. Caleb Shalakel, Bishus Mecher, like kinda like Kaya. So to my law, Liyala may malach kana lekeach. Maybe the lekeach is kinder. If the lekeach is kinder, it happens to become yayinesach. So let's say we're saying it's going to become yayinesach. So if he's kinder, why does it become yayinesach? Because what happened? Liyala may malach kana lekeach. How come am I yaskinin? Yodika kavas yayin apume nikus naisa. What we're talking about is there's wine on the bottom. That's the problem. Because of the residual wine. Yame hakuma de pusnaisna. The kama kama itzachlay. As soon as you put it on there, it's on the lip. The kusnaisna is there. Rashi here tells us. Pach tana mechavis. There's a trapping, like a lip. From the chavis, kiriyabam ferkmat, the zaifsen kusnaisna, the ain zaifsen kusnaisna, and then, and the Gemara is saying again, I'll come with Yayin. Have you seen the Rashi over here? Uknin yesh b'kelem shalai mekachavim. The guy has his flask. And there are ears to the guy's kelem.
Before the avir.
Shemesakev hayayin alpiv. The Yayin gets trapped. Alpiv of the guy's kelem. Shemisakev hayayin ampiv ketipo kishnei tipin, one or two drops. Mikavi deniti chabra the Israel. Ba'avir the bottom, before the wine of the Israel goes into the avir. Before it goes into the avir, it's going to come in contact with the droppings of the guy that are there on the lip.
From previous
wine that the guy had. When the Israel's going to be pouring from his wine onto the guy's flask, the lip of the guy's flask has residual wine, drops of wine. And that's already Ayinessim, so it's going to get mixed in with that. And therefore, where it became mixed in with that. So that's the reason for the Kinyan is not going to be having a chance to be Chal. Chabad. But Fred, let's say, why? Let's say it does get mixed up. So what will you do? So you're not going to be able to use it? Why? Look at Shimon Gamliel. He told us,
Let's say you do have that. They got mixed in. He holds he can sell the whole thing, except for the that achud mipayayin esu shemo. And therefore, according to him, there will be an answer. It's not that the wine is going to, the money is going to become asr bahana. The money, the money is not going to be asr bahana. He'll be able to sell achud from the mipayayin esu. So how much mix is of drops are, how much is the drops worth? The drops are not worth anything. So you'll take off if the few cents from the drops. Meaning the time, Ella Echadami. We're going like Rav. Choma Rav. Choma Rav Halacha. We're going to ship it to Leo. Chavis Bechavis. It's not true. Rav doesn't hold back from shipping Gamliel in this kind of case when you're talking about Yayin B'Yayin where the liquids themselves become mixed. It's only where the barrels are clear, the barrels are there, that each one is clearly identified by itself. In that case, he holds that you, that the other wine, the other barrels are mutter. But where all the wine becomes one single chefza, in that case, the whole thing becomes usser. And therefore, what happens over here? Therefore, over here, there wouldn't be an etzah. So therefore, what the Gemara tells us over here, that over here, what it's all coming together, the whole thing itself is going to be usser. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us, over here, when the Gemara says, when the Gemara started up by saying, that when the guy came and he made the Meshicha, the Gemara says in the Ayinessa comes later. Lo havi adanagabe. And the Gemara says, Ina kakai over Rabbi Lamana di Israel, hachinami. We're talking the kakai over Rabbi Lamana di Amikachavin. That's how the Gemara started off. That was the case. Frank the Gemara, Saif. You're telling me he put it into the mud of the Evin Kachavim. Frank the Gemara, what kind of an answer is that? Saif, ki matali avir in the mud, Kanya. He'll be able to become Yayin Esach, it doesn't become Yayin Esach. And the matali the arise the mud. In order, it doesn't become Yayin Esach. Until it goes into the Aris Abra. If you're going to say that it becomes usher, right, so it's going to be Tali in the din of Nitzuk. By lo avi adamatu the Aris Adamada, Shvabi na, he say Nitzuk Chibur. If you're going to say what? The Nitzuk is a Chibur, then it becomes usher right away. Shvabi Nitzuk Chibur, lo. He did not get my Yavi Kachavim. The cleave of his own, he was saying, Dana Chadabi, it could be like that. We're talking here, Zmanacha Ara. And since it's Manacha Ara, therefore, there was no Kenyan on it, there was no Kenyan in it. And therefore over here, so there was never a chance for him to be kinder because of the fact that it immediately became mixed into the wine, the way the Gemara is saying. And the Kalim of the guy. The guy had the Kali. And the guy had the keli. There was wine in his keli, and the second that the wine became into his keli, it got intermingled together with his own wine. Basically, on the cat who he bought, let's say, bars of silver from a guy. What he found there, about some ahead. What did he? He needs some scrap metal. But what did he find in it? About some ahead of his kachavim. He found there. Images of an Avodah Zarah. Imad Shalai Nasad Mos. Same type of thing. And before he gave the money, he made a Meshicha in it. Yamzer. He got him give it back.
Never had it
in the first place. However, Imad Nasad Mos, if he paid for it already, Moshech, Yelch Yamamela, and the deal is called consummated. And let him take the money, and he gets it, they send it to the Yom HaMelech. You're right. So if you hold that Meshicha by the guy is kinder, Abai Yatsir, why give it back? Why? Meshicha is kinder. Why should he give it back? I have deals already consummated. Amar Abaya, should the men say Kibet Lachsois? Amar Ab, that's the case. Reisha, Mekach Tois, same with that, Mekach Tois. The whole thing is a Mekach Tois. What difference does it make? If the Reisha is safer, it'd be the same thing. Ella, Amar Rava. Reisha v'seifa is true as avada bekartois. V'reisha deloya hayzuzi. But we're talking of the way the optics are. But what we're talking about was a reisha. I mean, mischazim. The reisha delodi didn't give money. It does not give the appearance of another kachava, but it's kachava beyond Israel. On the other hand, Seifa, the Yoiv Zuzi, it looks in the optics, Israel. And therefore we're mocking on that, even though technically you're 100% right. That over there, yeah, that over there it's 100% right that it should be a case of Bekachtois. Yeah, we gotta stop over here then. Okay. We'll pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.